You're listening to Renegade Broadcasting.
Everybody, here we are, October 6th. I got to make a correction from yesterday when I gave the email address. If anybody, you know, had any ideas on how to set up a web page, or if you in fact know how to do that and want to offer your services to help us get set up for the COVID final thing, the email is COVID19propaganda@protonmail.com. I think I said protomail. Yeah, it's proton. I think there is a protomail too. But anyway, protonmail, as in electron, neutron, proton. So again, it's COVID19propaganda@protonmail.com. So yeah, you know, anybody that has any skills for setting up a web page, if you could just send an email to that address, and you know, maybe we can hook something up here. Anyway, I mentioned yesterday that before I got into any topic today, I wanted to cover some of the stuff that quite a bit of the stuff that I didn't get to cover yesterday. It turns out I didn't get very far at all. You had so many calls, and I was rambling, and so it turns out I've got 7 pages worth of stuff. And when I went through it, I thought I was just going to pick out, you know, a handful, 3, 4, 5 items, you know. And it turns out, I think I only eliminated one that was of any insignificance. I just had to cover everything else in here. So probably half the show, at least, will be covered by going over more headlines that I missed yesterday. And I think I added 1 or 2 more today, new things that come in. But anyway, and should I finish this, then I'll get into the next topic, which I'm still not sure yet what I'm going to talk about. There's so many different things. I just put some notes together today that I might wind up covering second half if I get through this stuff the first half. Anyway, so I think I covered all the announcements. Hopefully my sound is coming through clear again and we won't get cut off. I'm amazed. I'm actually impressed yesterday that I made it through the whole show without getting cut off. I hope that continues to be the case. Anyway, I noticed I did go back and listen. I skipped around just to make sure, you know, see how the quality was. It does sound kind of, you know, tinny. You can tell I'm on a phone, but hey, whatever, the show must go on. But I also noticed there were a couple times when my voice got a little garbled. That does happen. I guess that will happen with any cell phone, but especially here, though, with this bad connection. I'm surprised that didn't happen more often. Anyway, it looks like we got a caller already right off the bat. Welcome to the show, caller.
Hey, this is Bruce.
Oh, yeah, Bruce, what's going on? I'm sorry, the way that my screen is, I can't see your name unless I put the mouse right over it. It's weird. It showed up before in my other screen, but anyway, yeah, what's up?
Yeah, I'm not gonna baggage your show down with a bunch of BS, so I'm just curious
no problem.
What your thoughts are on the passing of Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, I didn't even hear that. Was that today?
Yep, today.
Holy Jesus, you're kidding me. What the hell did he die from? Or what are they claiming?
Throat cancer.
No shit. I didn't even... Oh, damn it. You know what it was? It was probably the goddamn... He smoked like a chimney.
Oh, every time he played.
yeah, that might be what it was. Oh, my God. But how old was he? He couldn't even have been 60, right? He had to be like 50, what, 6, 7?
No, he was older than I thought. He's 65.
Oh, was he 65? Wow. Are you kidding?
Mm-mm.
Well, yeah, playing. We're talking the 80s when he was really big. Oh, my God.
Wow, I'll never forget. I was in the Army, and the medics were kind of like I don't say the druggies, but like the more liberal of all the people in the unit, you know, in their headquarters company. And so I'd sneak over there at night, and they'd have maybe it's some marijuana, and they'd have hard rock playing, you know, kind of like that scene in Platoon, you know, where Charlie Sheen goes in the bunker, you know. And I'll never forget, they're playing Women and Children First, the whole album. And I'm listening to that. And man, yeah. that album blew my mind, man. That's so
talented, man. Yeah. Wow, that's a mind blow. I had no idea that he was even, I didn't even know he had cancer.
Yeah. Hey, that caller that calls in and he plays riffs on the guitar. Maybe he'll play some.
Yeah, that's cool stuff. Sure, yeah, that's great, man. He's good. He's really good.
Okay, I'll let you continue. I'm just doing...
No, I was just going to say, I'm just doing the math in my head, and it's like, yeah, Jesus, the 80s are now, you know, 40 years ago. So that makes sense. If he was in his 50s, he would have been a teenager in the 80s. No, he was like in his 20s. So, yeah, that makes sense. 65. Wow.
Man, this is back when he had to have talent. He had to have musical talent, and he had to be a good vocalist to make it. Now it's all... It's all drum beat, you know, out of the computer and snapping fingers and just
there's no musical talent anymore. No, that's pathetic.
All right,
that
man.
Just totally blew my mind, though. I didn't know that. Hey, thanks for letting me know.
Okay, bye bye.
Yeah, take it easy. Bye. Wow, there goes another legend. I'm still in shock. Holy crap. Yeah, he died young. That'll do it, guys. The goddamn cigarettes. Yeah. Ordinarily, I'd think something foul was at foot, but no. He chain smoked. I used to see him in concert. You know, he was constantly lighting one off of another. Hell, I used to do that, but thankfully, only for a few years back in my stupid late teens, early 20s. I used to chain smoke like a dumbass. Anyway, that just blows my mind, though. Damn. Wow. Anyway, we'll get into our, I wanted to mention this. So I'm talking to my brother today, and he tells me his son stayed home from school. I said, oh, he wasn't feeling good. He says, yeah, I called in, you know, sick for him. Automatically, before he even said anything, I'm thinking, oh, Jesus Christ. And sure enough, as soon as he mentions the word sick on the phone, oh, well, to come back to school, he's going to have to be tested. Oh, you got to be fucking... You see how this whole fucking thing works, guys? It's unbelievable. Be careful, you out there who work for someone else. You know, you might want to look into trying to start your own business, because when you work for somebody else, the minute you call in sick, oh, now that door is wide open, baby. You are going to be treated like a fucking criminal, and they're going to treat all your friends, all your neighbors, all your family members, everyone you've ever known and come in contact with. And, Jesus H. Christ almighty, this is fucking beyond belief, man. It is. It's beyond belief. I can't believe that this shit, I it's like I'm stuck in a bad fucking Hollywood B-rated film that I just can't get out of. You know, I just got back from the grocery store, and I'm just looking around at all the mindless fucking drones just going along with this shit. Nobody questioning it. I got to go back and look at one of those German fucking COVID protest videos again. That puts me in a better mood. When I go to the store and I see that shit, oh, it's so fucking discouraging. But then you watch one of those protests where hundreds of thousands of justifiably pissed off people are ragingly waving their fists in the air. Not BLM fists, fists of genuine, justified anger. Oh, we need to see more of that, God damn it, on a global scale. Fucking unreal. So anyway, he's debating now, you know, whether to, I hope he decides to homeschool. I guess he is going to have him tested, but it's going to, they don't do the nasal thing. Apparently, I don't know if that's nationwide, but apparently they're moving away from it because they realize, oops, a lot of people have caught on to that one. You know, I think that's in my list of things to cover. Yeah, I had an article sent to me today. Some woman, in addition to people having their cribriform plate perforated, I guess another woman had also in the back of your throat. You've got, you know, your the whole spinal column is right there, and so there's some sac with spinal fluid in it that this woman had punctured, you know, when they gave her her test. She was leaking fucking clear fluid out her nose, just running and running. They knew, I guess, right away what it was, so that, you know, she rushed to the emergency room. They had to do emergency surgery, and, you know, she turned out all right, but holy shit, guys. I'm trying to think of the exact name for it. The nasal, what is it? The anyway, it was spinal fluid. The name of the sac, I can't remember what the hell it was called now, but frickin' scary stuff. Any number of things, serious things can go wrong with that friggin' nasal test. I can't believe millions of people went and got it, suffering bloody noses, headaches. You know. That's just the test. And now they're going to push the goddamn vaccine. How many, never mind millions, billions of people are going to get that without even questioning. Oh, fuck, man. You just can't make this shit up. You couldn't have fathomed of anything like this ever happening. You couldn't even have come up with a twisted plot for a movie. Because nobody would believe it, right? A few years ago, nobody would, just a year ago, nobody would believe that people would be this fucking stupid to fall for this. Even the stupid asses that are now actually falling for it probably would have shaken their head. No, that's ridiculous. No one's going to fall for that. And yet here they are in real life fucking falling for it. Wow, the mind fuckery of it all. Anyway, let's get to our headlines here. I'm hoping to get this done by the first hour and then we can get into new topic here, but these things are just too juicy. I didn't want to skip them. I did cover the general stuff last night, so we'll just jump into the COVID-related headlines. Fox News had this just today. California governor's office, you're going to love this one, tells diners to wear masks in between bites. You gotta be fucking kidding me. How many dumb asses are going to follow that bullshit? Cut the fucking crap. Is that going to be the new norm too around the country? Whereas now they're letting you take your mask completely off. Now you're going to have to keep it on and just move it down over your chin for a split second while you take your next bite and then put it back over your face. Hey, did you ever try to actually chew anything with that motherfucking face diaper on? It constantly falls off. You pull it as you open your jaw to chew, you pull it, and so the thing slips off your nose. You got to keep, it's fucking unbelievable. Not to mention when you eat, right? What happens? You're going to get residue on the fucking mask. It's inevitable. You're going to lick your lips. The thing's going to stick. It's just, it's fucking unreal. It's fucking unbelievable. It's not even remotely. I mean, the whole idea of wearing the mask in the first place is fucking ridiculous, right? But now they're going to pull this goddamn shit. Granted, so far, it's only this prick in California. But guys, you know how that works, right? They're testing the waters. Hey, it's working in California. Let's try it everywhere else. I'm really surprised they haven't pushed the fucking goggles shit yet. They've already hinted at it that they want that, right? Bitch Burks and Fauci, there, both of them have advocated for that. So I'm surprised. But you watch, with the next fake lockdown due to be implemented any day now, they'll probably push that too. Fucking mindlessness of it all. Next headline from NBC. This was yesterday. They reported FDA discloses vaccine guidelines blocked by White House. There was a similar article related to this a few weeks back, and here it is again. So obviously this has happened twice now where the White House has been blocking. Now, you know, if you can trust the FDA, right? Some of this is obvious propaganda. They just want you to think that the FDA is there to save you when it's evil Trump who's getting in the way of the FDA. No doubt Trump wants, you know, the warp speed vaccine, right? He wants to get it out as quick as he can before the fucking election for more brownie points. But, you know, as if the FDA actually cares more about you than Trump does. Give me a goddamn break. FDA approved or not, who the fuck could be that stupid to want to take that vaccine under any circumstance? But nevertheless, look at this. The White House, apparently, if we're to believe anything this article says here, and who can believe anything any of the mainstream articles has to say? But nevertheless, the White House has been, you know, overriding the FDA with them wanting to, you know, regulate the more stringently, you know, the vaccine. What a bunch of crap. I don't buy any of it, guys. Fucking bullshit. But just something, you just have to point this out. I would guess most likely that is what's behind that article. So do you think the FDA is your hero? Maybe some demonization of Trump too, you know, on the part of the lefties. So you'll vote for Biden, but no question. It's to get you to think the FDA is your hero so that when the fucking thing does come out and the FDA has its stamp on it, you'll say, well, I know I can trust now. Christ. Anyway, CNN reported, this was also today, listen to this shit. Oh, you've got to love it, man. Federal Reserve Chair warns of economic tragedy if America can't control the coronavirus. It's pretty comical, isn't it? It's so laughable, except it's fucking pathetic. But it is laughable, though, if you can look beyond the evil nature of it. It's laughable in the sense that these motherfuckers, or this prick at the Fed here, the chair, the hook-nosed chair of the Fed, is trying to convince you that there's going to be economic disaster if the U.S. doesn't handle the coronavirus correctly. And how does he define handling the virus correctly? By shutting the economy down and sucking up what little is left of it. That's his version of saving the economy. Ha ha, hearty fucking ha. Oh my fucking God, guys. Can you believe this is Orwell in high gear? Orwell's rolling in his grave. You can read his writings cover to cover and you won't see anything this fucking bizarre. Oh, this goes way beyond anything he envisioned. Way beyond what Huxley talked about, in fact. This is so latently in your face, full of fucking dog shit. Pure dog shit. Fed chair warns of economic tragedy if America can't handle, can't control the coronavirus. You got to be fucking kidding me. You want to avoid economic tragedy? Then you stop playing the COVID fucking game. That's how you avoid tragedy. It would be a tragedy for them, though, economically, if that happened. And that's what he really means.
They don't care about your economic tragedy. Your economic tragedy is their blessing. Wow, the doublespeak, guys. It's double what Orwell said it was going to be. Maybe triple. Anyway, here's a hot tip. Get in on this deal right now before they're gone. Right now, if you go to the White House's gift shop website, you can pre-order a special deluxe custom designed commemorative coin, which says, hold on, where is it now? Oh, it's only $100 too. That's a great bargain for a fucking probably pure tin coin. Trump defeats COVID is what's printed on the coin. son of a bitch. Is that how he's going to raise more funds for his campaign, Mr. Multi-fucking-trillionaire? $100? Really? Really? How many dumb fucking saps? I wish there was a way that we could monitor who the people are that order this so we can put them all in a big fucking boat and send them off somewhere, get them the fuck out of this country. Less dumbasses we have around, the better. Holy Jesus Christ, man. $100 for a commemorative coin. Trump defeats COVID. Oh, just when you thought things couldn't get more fucked in the head, huh? You gotta love this shit. NBC News reported on the 2nd, back on Friday, negative COVID-19 tests, not a substitute for 14-day quarantine. You know what that's saying? You can get the test, and it can come back negative, even though they're designed to come back positive 99% of the time. But should you get tested and, oh, damn it, he came through negative. Well, I guess it doesn't matter. We're still going to quarantine him anyway. That's what this is saying. So why the fuck are they requiring you, anybody, and even kids, which aren't even susceptible to the fucking thing, and they don't transmit it by the CDC's own admission, right? But they're going to have kids like my fucking nephew get COVID tested, and still, even if you come back negative, they're still going to potentially quarantine you for 14 days because a negative COVID-19 test is not a substitute for 14-day quarantine. We're having so much fun with this, we're going to quarantine you anyway and make you wear a mask the whole time you're quarantined, even though there's nobody else within 50 miles of you and you're going to be locked 6 feet underground in a fucking solid steel vault. We're still going to make you wear that mask and goggles and gloves, just like we did to the torturees at fucking Guantanamo. Oh, man, when you read headlines like this, if you don't get fucking ragingly pissed off, if your blood pressure doesn't go up at least a couple points, there's something wrong with you. Seriously. This is so fucking outrageous, man. I'm rambling. I'm not checking the call-in screen. Hold on here. Oh, okay. Nope. Nobody's calling. I don't even get a jingle now when people call in because I'm just in as an observer, so I don't even hear anything, so I got to keep checking the screen. So if you do call in, be patient. I will be checking from time to time. I just, when I get rambling, I forget to look. All right, the UK's Telegraph had this on the 2nd. COVID-19 is accelerating a shift in global power. How will it shape the new world order? Here we go. Another one, guys. How many headlines have come out COVID related that have that term new world order? I must have at least a couple dozen of them in my COVID file. Here's another one. I just added this the other day. COVID-19 accelerating a shift in global power. Well, that's one of the main reasons they staged the whole fucking thing. Yes. Big shift in global power, as well as yet another shift. Another redistribution in the nation's wealth, in the world's wealth. How will it shape the new world order? Notice, according to this article, the new world order is a given. It's coming. It's just a question of how is this going to shape it? Everything they do has to do with the new world order. But what this means is, how can we maximize this to make sure we can bring that sucker about as quickly as possible with the least amount of resistance? Well, they're pretty much not getting any resistance, are they? I mean, in the grander scheme of things, they are in pockets here and there. Sometimes big pockets, but not big enough for my liking, guys. Not big enough. New York Post on October 3rd had this headline. This is some good news for a change. This is awesome. Michigan Supreme Court denies Governor Whitmer's emergency coronavirus powers. How do you like that? That's fucking awesome. That's how a real republic is supposed to work. Right there. There it is in action. Checks and balances, baby. That is a real life example of checks and balances in operation. That's how it's supposed to work. Frick can't get away with his shit because other people with a conscience step in and say, no, you don't. No, you don't. Let's just hope that that trend continues. Let's hope that it spreads, unlike the COVID virus. NBC News reported on the only thing that's spreading regarding the COVID virus is the bullshit. So in that sense, we do have a pandemic, don't we? We have a pandemic of fucking lies. That's the contagion. NBC News reported on October 2nd, Trump's positive test ensures the coronavirus will dominate the last few weeks of the 2020 campaign. Yeah, there you go. October surprise. That's all it is, guys. And what a miraculous recovery, wouldn't you say? Especially when you consider that people above 70, or for that matter, I guess they're saying even above 60, tend to be more, you know, adversely affected, right? The older you are. And if you're obese, he's certainly an obese bastard, right? So he would be a prime suspect, you know, for getting more sick than the average person. Miraculous recovery, wouldn't you say, in such a short time? All right, guys, short break. Be right back.
Pronouncing some of the ingredients in your personal care products? Do you even know what those chemicals are? You should. Everything you put onto your body ends up getting into your body, so you better be sure that you are using quality products every day. We know, it's often hard to find really good natural products, and when you find them, they're often very expensive. That's why we have Heathen Herbs. We have affordable herbal tinctures, tooth powder, deodorant, muscle salves, creams, beeswax, cling wrap, gift baskets, magnesium, iodine, throat spray, face spray, hair spray, cleaning spray, bug spray, linen and room spray, and so much more. We're coming out with new products all the time so that you can replace all the corporate crap.
right, guys. Welcome back.
Eddie Van Halen dead. Wow. I just can't believe it. That's shocking. Damn. Life can be so friggin' fragile. And unfortunately, we can help it along with extremely bad, very unwise habits like smoking. I mean, there's enough shit in this world that can kill you without you having much control over it. But that there, oh, man. Stay the hell away. Not only, you know, stay away from the habit of smoking, but stay away from people who smoke, too. I hope you're aware, folks, you breathing other people's exhaled smoke is actually worse for you than it is for them, because they somewhat built up a resistance, you know. I mean, it's still affecting them, but it will have more of an effect on you as a non-smoker. Stay the hell away from exhaled smoke. I remember when my son was first born, my ex-brother-in-law, he didn't like it too much, but I really didn't care. You know, I thought he might have thought I was rude for asking him not to smoke around the baby. But to me, he was the one that was rude for smoking around, you know. So the first couple of times he hemmed and hawed, but eventually he didn't even try anymore. He realized, you know, that I was very adamant about it. And I think he realized later that, yeah, geez, you know, he's right. As more studies came out and, you know. But some people are just so ignorant about that. They don't give a shit. They don't care. They'll smoke around elderly people, little babies. They don't give a fuck. It's so disgusting. Parents even do it sometimes. All right, that's enough. I can take the rest of the show, elaborate on that shit. But that's one of my real big pet peeves. Fucking ignorant people like that. Just like the people that don't wear masks. Whatever. Anyway, here's another headline related to Trump's phony frickin' corona bologna. Vox.com reported this on September 2nd. The White House should now be ground zero for a huge contact tracing operation. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. God, guys, you know goddamn well they're not gonna do that, right? They just want you to think that's what they're doing, so that, you know, you'll draw the conclusion that, oh my God, if they're going to contact trace them, well, you know, we shouldn't complain. Everybody's subject to this now. Bullshit. They're not contact fucking tracing them. But they want this to become the norm, you see. So it's just like, remember right after 9/11, who the hell was it? Ted Kennedy, I think it was. Yeah. Ted Kennedy supposedly was held back and wasn't allowed to board a plane by TSA there because his name came up on a terrorist watch list or something. Remember that shit? Get the fuck out of here. They just make this shit up. So, yeah, you know, it's the same idea. They just wanted you to think that, oh my God, if they can detain him, you know, we should just get used to this. It's the new norm. Any one of us could be detained now. They never detained him. Cut the fucking crap. It's the same with this headline. They're not fucking contact tracing anybody in the White House. Trump came back, yesterday, and he fucking takes his mask off right away, right? Come on, cut the shit. They don't follow this crap at all. Remember that article I read, I think it was last week, where in D.C., there's a mask exemption for legislators. Remember that fucking article? Cut the fucking shit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You talk about selective law enforcement. The mask rule is only for you plebs, for you peasantry, but not for us elites. Fuck you. And fuck you, Mr. California governor, or was it the mayor? No, I think it was the governor, telling people to fucking put the mask back on in between bites. Oh, Jesus Christ. California, if not before, I hope now you're going to catch on and fucking tell that son of a bitch where to go and how to get there. Anyway, there's another headline, again, along this same line, NBC Chicago on the 2nd. President Trump's COVID-19 diagnosis highlights push for contact tracing. Again, the same idea. But notice this article doesn't say contact tracing for the White House, right, being ground zero. No, no, it's talking about contact tracing across the board. So there you go. First, they prep you with the idea that, it, you know, just for the, you know, the White House staff now, because Trump had it. Now they're saying that, oh, this is going to push. Look how they exploit every little fucking thing that happens. Well, they make these things happen, create the illusion, you know, that Trump had COVID. But nevertheless, whether it's something they're staging or something that just comes up and they grab it and run with it, either way, every little thing, guys, they exploit it to the max. Now this is being used and will continue to be used to justify more oppressive, you know, anti-COVID measures when there isn't any fucking thing right now at all, be it so-called COVID or whatever. There's nothing spreading right now. Not a goddamn thing. You might have, as is the case at any time of year with any virus, you know, you might have a few people here and there that are sick. Yeah, whatever. No, that's always going to happen. My mother got pneumonia once in the middle of fucking June one year when it was 90 degrees out. It's just one of those fluke things that can happen because you're elderly or have some health condition or, you know, whatever. You're going to be more susceptible. There's always viruses. They become next to dormant, sometimes completely dormant, you know, in the real hot weather. But don't forget, is the idea that it's not so much viruses we're talking about, but exosomes, where your body actually releases toxins, and that can make you sick, right? And so a lot of times what's called the viral infection from pneumonia could actually only just be exosomes, the body expelling toxins. And that's why people sometimes get sick, but nobody else is getting sick. In any case, guys, it doesn't matter. With the exception of an infinitesimally small group of people that are sick right now, which happens any given year, right? Other than that, there's nothing. Nothing. There hasn't been since, you know, mid-fucking June sometime. Just like every other year. The flu season comes and goes. As the cold weather comes in, yeah, there'll be shit going around again, whatever. It's not happening yet. It's not. They're cranking up the paranoia, you know, here in Massachusetts, when in fact, it's been so fucking warm in the daytime. It's unbelievable. I mean, even now, it's cooler now at night, but it's still, you know, I still walk around with shorts and sandals. It's not bad. But during the day, it's like 70-ish. It's like a, you know, mild August day. Knock on wood, it's been like that every day. So there's nothing spreading right now. Nothing. Nothing that they can even put their finger on and say, see, that's it. That's COVID. There's not even anything they can do that with. All they're pumping the fear up with is the fake numbers with the fake tests. That's all they're doing. Nobody's getting sick. Nobody's fucking dying. Oh, I saw one article today. Where was it? Some hospital they're claiming is overflowing. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. I'll give you a dime and call somebody who cares. Boy, you can't even use that expression anymore. Nobody makes phone calls with dimes anymore. But anyways, you get the point. It's bullshit, guys. It's bullshit. They told us that before, 4 or 5 months ago, didn't they? This hospital, that hospital, overflowing. And then people go there with their cameras and there's fucking nobody there, right? Bullshit. Bullshit. If anything, the hospitals are empty. I still go by the hospitals in my area and see hardly anybody fucking there. The only cars out there are just from the staff. You don't see, you know, ambulances coming in and out. You don't see people walking, you know, up and down the halls. No. Ghost towns. Ghost towns. Even as we speak, hospitals are going out of business. But how people can't see that you can't have a pandemic with that kind of shit going on. Just can't. Anyway, here's another headline. The Guardian had this on October 2nd. Donald Trump's coronavirus infection is the ultimate October surprise. Yep, there you go. There you go. So even the Guardian is admitting that's all this is, guys. Fucking October surprise. On October 3rd, London's Independent reported
This is interesting. I can't stand this fat ass pig friggin' liberal piece of shit who pretends to be a truther. He's a fucking fraud. But nevertheless, although I have to say, his stupid ass Fahrenheit 9/11 years ago, it's always good to watch films like that because you if nothing else, you can get to see how the pseudo truthers are trying to spin things. But there was actually a clip in there I hadn't seen before. I wasn't aware of that. I thought was that alone was worth seeing the damn thing. Right after Bush's acceptance speech, inauguration, whatever, on the way back to the White House, there was a crowd of people on both sides of the street and they were pelting his limo with eggs. I didn't know that. That was in this film. That was pretty cool. But anyways. So here's a headline here from the Independent the other day. Michael Moore floats conspiracy theory that Trump may be faking COVID diagnosis. Yeah, well, no shit, Sherlock. He's just trying to, make a name for himself. Maybe he's got a new book coming out he wants to sell. Nevertheless, though, regardless of the source, it is true. And it is good to, even though it's coming from that friggin' scumbag, it is good to see that in print. At least getting people hopefully to start thinking, it does look awful fishy, the whole damn thing. He was supposed to be in the hospital and yet the background is swaying. And then they later admit, I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday, they admitted that Secret Service was driving Trump around in an SUV. And that's why but they didn't say that up front. If they did, I didn't hear anything about it. From what I heard, he was supposed to have been in a hospital room, right? They beefed up an adjacent room, put some pictures in the background, nice curtains up, whatever, and a desk, so it would look more official. But he was supposed to have been in the hospital. What the fuck is he doing? This was before he was released from the hospital, right? Why is he out of the hospital driving around in a fucking SUV when he supposedly was supposed to still be, a patient, right? He wasn't released yet. I don't care that he's president. You know what I'm saying? It's so fucked up. And as far as I know, they only admitted that he was in an SUV after the fact when people were pointing out, hey, look, shit is swaying in the background. He's not in a building. He's either in a boat, in a plane or a train or something, right? So there you go. SUV. What possible sense? What doctor would even allow that? I'm sorry, whatever your motive is, Mr. President, you're under our care. We're responsible. If something happens to you, no. We don't feel it's time yet for you to be outside. Do you know what I'm saying? If there was any legitimacy to this, of course there isn't. But if he was supposedly really sick, right, they're not going to let him out until they feel that the time is right. And if he was safe enough, well enough to have gone out in the SUV, then what the fuck did he go back to the hospital for to only be released later? If he was safe enough or well enough to go into the SUV, then they should have fucking discharged him right there, right? This whole thing is such fucking bullshit. Anyway. Where's the Trump supporters asking these questions? Of course, they never ask any questions. Fox News on October 3rd had this headline. MSNBC's Joy Reid suggests Trump is faking COVID diagnosis to get out of the debates. I'm sure he wants to get out of the debates. He realized that, he lost a lot of points. Even some people on Fox were saying it was embarrassing. Imagine that. The biggest Trump ass lickers in all the media. And they were even saying it was embarrassing. They weren't impressed for good reason. So, he's probably too stupid to have come up with an idea like that on his own, but maybe some of his staff said, hey, Mr. President, maybe we should fake COVID diagnosis so you can get out of the debates. In any case, goddamn well, there's much bigger reasons for it than that, some of which we've already mentioned. But that could be another little blessing that come out of this, for him to weasel his way out. Although now he's back in the White House, so I don't even know when the next debate is scheduled. Who the hell I don't even give a shit. I never watch them ever. I don't have the fucking tolerance, the patience, the blood pressure that will allow me to watch that shit. I did see some clips though later on YouTube, and it was really, really, really pathetic, guys. Really pathetic. Not that I don't love seeing Biden told to shut the hell up. I don't think he said hell, but he did tell him, you know, shut up. You know, he was over talking to him and calling him names, whatever. You know, not that I don't want to see that, but let's be real. In a presidential debate, I mean, you can't get more outrageously, childishly unprofessional. I mean, in the history of this country, there's never been anything that fucking pathetic. It's just absolutely embarrassing. It's fucking deplorable. Anyway. On September 18th, jumping back a little bit here, we have to jump back because this is pretty interesting. This is a prediction, a prophecy, if you will, made by Democrat John Camo. I'm not even sure who this guy is, but anyway, just some Democrat guy, I guess. I don't think he's anybody of any significance in Iowa. But on Twitter, he made an interesting prediction. He posted a prediction. Well, here it is. I'll read it word for word. And keep in mind, again, this is back on September 18th. He said, Trump's October surprise will be the announcement of, and he has in quotes, his infection, meaning COVID. Fake, but quite dramatic. Wow. This twist will blow Biden off the screens. The Trump COVID watch dominating every minute of every day on the boot tube. Then 14 days later, Trump will emerge 100% cured. Well, he was off on one thing. It wasn't 14 days later. It was only, 36 hours later. Yeah, because wasn't it? I think it was on Friday when they said he had it, went into the hospital. And then fucking Monday, he's out, right? Yeah. 3 days. 3 days, guys. And where's the paranoia there? Not only allowing him to go back to the White House, but to fucking take his mask off? Are you shitting me? This is somebody that had just supposedly had the deadly, dreadful plague. And 3 days later, they let him back in the White House with the fucking mask off? What's wrong with that picture? Anyway, oh, the bullshit meter is just off the fucking charts, isn't it? Holy Christ. There's another one, BBC News, October 5th. Coronavirus. Paris to shut bars and raise alert to maximum. Cut the fucking crap. CNN reported October 2nd, Paris at risk of total lockdown as Europe cases rise. Bullshit. And what are those Europe cases? People getting sick, people dying, people going to the hospital? No, their, quote, cases, again, are simply positive rigged test results that mean absolutely fucking nothing. Makes me think of that Simon and Garfunkel song. Lie, lie, lie. Lie, 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 lie. Lie, 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 lie. That's all we get, guys, 24/7. Lie, lie, lie. Together now. Lie, 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 lie. Shut the fuck. Lie after endless fucking lie. CNN reported on October 5th, business leaders call for urgent reforms as global economy faces its worst state in a century. Business leaders call for urgent reforms. You know what that means. You know exactly what that means. It's not in your interest that they want to have reform. It's their interest. One of the main reasons they rigged this whole fucking crisis to get their global
digital currency in place, their communist fucking currency, where everybody gets the same pittance, except for them, of course. October 1st, The Guardian reported, Madrid region performs U-turn and says that it will observe COVID-19 lockdown rules. Spain had originally said it was going to back away from it. Now they changed their mind. What do you suppose could have transpired that would have caused Spain's leaders to change their mind on this? Oh, take a guess, guys. I guarantee you, it probably has something to do with the IMF or the World Bank. Remember that article, how the IMF was saying that they, were going to cut people off from getting loans or maybe raise interest rates on existing loans if there wasn't cooperation for stringent COVID measures being enforced? There you go. The Guardian reported on September 30th, anti-democratic law. Israel bans mass protest as COVID-19 lockdown tightens. They ban protests. Well, it sounds good, doesn't it? Oh, it looks like the Israelis are getting pissed off too. But how much of that is true? We don't really know. We don't know what the hell is going on over there. You'd have to be a tribe member to actually get into the country and inspect for yourself. So who the fuck knows? Nevertheless, had to point this out. September 2nd, Bloomberg reported, Israelis suspect this lockdown isn't about the virus. Ooh, well, let's hope that's true. Let's hope that's even half true. Wouldn't that be interesting if that was? Wouldn't that be interesting to see Israelis rise up against their own government? Now that would throw a real fucking wrench in their works, wouldn't it? The Times of Israel on September 29th reported, global loser. Israel's sky-high infection rate, almost three times any other in the world. This is, I did make reference to this yesterday. Remember how, 4 or 5 months ago, there was an article saying that Israel is the best place to live in the world right now as far as COVID goes? The minimum amount of infections, and I'm thinking, oh yeah, there you go, that figures, right? They're not going to release it on themselves, on everybody else. Maybe they realized that a lot of people were smelling a rat, and so now they've got this headline, which is probably bullshit, to counteract that so people can't say anymore that it's a, in fact, I guarantee you that's what it is, because I remember now seeing several articles talking about people in different European countries, for example, I think Poland was one, Sweden, I think, was another one. People were calling the COVID virus a Jewish conspiracy, right? So, yeah, there you go. I think there's your answer right there. That's why we're seeing headlines like this now. How could it be, guys? How could it be that Israel was the best place before, supposedly, right, for COVID? Yeah, the least infection. And now? It's dropped to the worst when, in fact, there isn't even a fucking virus spreading right now. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, here's another one from the Times of Israel, October 2nd. Taking the gloves off. Top COVID cop says police ramping up lockdown enforcement. Ramping up. Gloves off. Oh, please. Fuck out of here. Look at the fear mongering. They're prepping you ahead of time. So you'll be ready to accept whatever comes down the pike when they implement their next lockdown. They're getting all this fear or pumping you with all this, bullshit. Take the mask off just to take a bite of food and then put it right back on again, The Guardian reported September 27th, regular UK lockdowns could help control COVID. Says Sage expert. Yeah, whatever, man. More bullshit, guys. More bullshit. Lockdowns don't do a fucking thing. The University of Southern California already proved that, right? The Berkeley study back in May, remember? It showed that even during the lockdown, 400,000 people who were confined to their homes still had contracted the fucking thing. Didn't get sick. They just contracted it, and their immune system fought it the fuck off, which is surprising because usually when you're quarantined, your immune system diminishes. That shows how weak this thing is with most people, right? That shows how weak it is. Even quarantine people whose immune systems are running low because they're not getting out and getting exposed to germs to keep their immune system, you know, running optimally, even they did not contract it. Get sick from it. Contracted it, but fought it off, and, you know, they had the antibody. Lockdowns do nothing. They never have. They never will, because they never can. If you're going to get it, you're going to get it, and that's all there is fucking to it. Regardless, your little mask, regardless, your social distancing, regardless, your fucking gloves, regardless, locking yourself in your basement for 6 weeks. If you're going to get it, you're going to get it, and that's all there is to it. The lockdown has nothing to do with a virus. Whether the virus is real or not, doesn't matter. Has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with fucking you. That's what it is. That's all it is. That's all it is. Oh, and are they fucking us? And now you've got the Fed prick saying that we're going to be headed for economic tragedy if America doesn't handle the COVID virus right, meaning another lockdown. We've already seen what the lockdown does to us economically, right? Another one is going to be even worse. And this prick wants us to think that another lockdown is the answer. Oh, you son of a bitch. All right. Let's see. The October 1st, on October 1st, CNBC had this headline. Dr. Fauci says, here's that Dr. Fauci says game again. Remember, boys and girls, to play the Dr. Fauci game, you got to do what you're told, as long as it's preceded by Dr. Fauci says, just like Simon says. Anyway, Dr. Fauci says we should prepare to hunker down. Yeah, pumping us up with the big one coming. All right, guys, short break. Be right back.
Sick of hearing all the same old commercials on Renegade Broadcasting?
Ugh, I have heard this damn Noel Ignatieff clip 6 million times. I get it already.
Well, we need your help to create new, exciting, and enlightening content for our breaks. Find yourself a decent microphone or borrow one from somebody else. Look up some royalty-free music or let us do it for you. Just get creative. Make the commercials 40 seconds long to fit our schedule. Winners will have their commercials played on the air and also receive some great prizes. For more details, please go to renegadebroadcasting.com/contest.
Sure. podcasting.
Guys, welcome back. So yeah, check this this headline out. Dr. Fauci says that we should prepare to hunker down again. This is the bastard, him and Ferguson. More than anyone else in the world, those two son of a bitches were the ones who were responsible for the whole fucking lockdown. They're bullshit, right? Everybody can see now that it was, everybody should see by now that they were paying attention to studies like the, you know, fucking Berkeley. That it should never have happened. There was no need for it. It's no worse than the common fucking flu, right? Probably was the common flu and nothing more. Whatever. It doesn't matter. There was no need for the lockdown. It caused more damage than the fucking virus allegedly did. So here's the bastard saying, hunker down again. They're going to do it again, guys. Here's the top prick calling the shots, telling you right here. They're going to do it. It's just a question of when, how much longer. Another week, another month, they're going to fucking do it. And what do you think the survival rate is going to be for many people's jobs with that? For many businesses that barely survived the last one? For people's lives who hung on the edge, because of depression, coming close to committing, many did commit suicide. But how many others, didn't, but came damn near? This is going to push them right over the edge, guys. And of course, that's going to play right into their hands too, isn't it? They're going to love it. They're going to love it. We don't have to fake anything to kill them off. They did it themselves. You fucking monstrosities from the pits of fucking hell. Well, here's the perfect solution to this problem. And I really hope people out there listening, I hope there'll be some that will actually do this. I'd love to see this done. Go out and buy yourself some BLM fucking baseball caps, BLM t-shirts, and go stock raving fucking mad. Burn down the houses of the mayors and the governors across the country. Go after the real pricks behind this shit and say you're doing it for BLM because blacks have been oppressed too long in this country by our leaders. They need to be taught a lesson. See how that will work for them. Backfire their game right back in their face. Wouldn't that be fucking awesome to see that? Oh, that would be fucking glorious. Under their own banner. Hey, wait a minute. I thought cops weren't supposed to intervene for BLM protesters. If you had thousands of people all over the fucking country doing that, going after the real son of a bitches, not random homes of civilians, going after the fucking mansions of the mayors and the governors. Oh, the real shitbag ones. Wouldn't that be awesome? That would be fucking great. All under the guise of BLM protesters. son of a bitch. And then for the ultimate fucking kick in the ass, call up fucking Soros and tell him, hey, where's my paycheck? Fucking scumbag. Anyway. On to our next headline. Bloomberg on September 30th had this article. One day, thousands of job cuts, economic pain is deepening.
And that's before lockdown number two. Can you imagine these fucking criminal son of a bitches? They're going to do it again, guys. The question is, are people going to stand for it? Or are they going to bow and acquiesce and let their fucking lives get torched to ashes? Millions already have had that happen to them. Millions of people, guys, have lost their jobs, lost their businesses, lost their homes. Many people are yet going to lose their homes in the future already without another lockdown, just because of the domino effect of what happened from the last one. There are a lot of people who, you know, are still in their homes, but they're struggling. And ultimately, you know, they've been defaulting on their loans. And yeah, moratorium might keep them afloat a little longer. But even if we don't go into another lockdown, they're eventually going to fucking lose their homes, right? But how many millions more with the next fucking lockdown? How this cannot be esteemed by so many billions of people around the world as human rights abuses, as outright fucking criminal activity, guys. It's just mind-blowing. Fucking mind-blowing. They can see what this is doing. They see the results of it all around. They're not seeing people die from COVID, but they're seeing people die from suicide, you know, overdoses. Just like Trumpy Dumpy said back in April with a evil fucking grin on his face, right? Of course, there's going to be million, you know, massive suicide, massive overdoses. People are seeing that. People are seeing businesses close left and right. I can't tell you how many stores that I now see, you know, empty with signs up for rent. You had that even before COVID, right? But much more so now. Big chains are going under. Big hotels, big, you know, department stores, you name it. What the hell was the one I heard the other day? A big one that's closing this. Oh, I saw an article too about Regal Theaters. Regal might be closing their doors for good. Imagine that. That's where I went a couple of weeks ago. You know, I mentioned I saw a movie and the guy's like, yeah, it's not looking good. He says, we've been open 2 weeks and nobody's coming. We were the only ones in the whole freaking theater. I plan going this week again. I like William Neeson movies. I don't know. I just like those action kick-ass movies. So we're planning on going Saturday night. I bet it's going to be the same thing. It's going to be the same freaking thing. Place is going to be a ghost town. Fucking pathetic. Fucking pathetic, guys. There's no need of this bullshit. How many lives they're ruining? And I'm not talking about the corporate CEOs at the top. Fuck them. They're all set for the next 10 lifetimes. But, you know, the people that work in the concession stand and whatever, you know, there's people who depend on those jobs, right? They're going to be out in the street now. There's no way. There aren't jobs opening up enough. And the few jobs that are opening up, it's shit pay. You can't even fucking live on it anyways, right? But this even the lower paying jobs like these, when they're out of work, they're going to have nothing coming in. Not that you can even survive on that kind of income, but it's better than nothing, right? They're not even going to have that. There are no jobs opening up for all the ones that have been closing. I saw another article either yesterday or today that I'm paraphrasing, but you know, to the effect that a lot of people who were laid off have now been told that their jobs are permanently terminated. It started off as a layoff. Now they're not going to be calling them back, either because the company has gone under, or they're using robots to replace them now, or they're just downsizing, so they don't need as many workers. They're trying to save money, right? Whatever, doesn't matter. So many people who thought, well, if I can just hold my breath a few months, you know, I'll be all set. No. They're not going to stop this shit unless people rise up and put a stop to it. They're not going to stop this. You fucking kidding me? They're loving this. And if you don't think they're loving it, just watch the next interview with Bill Gates. He can't control himself. Every 2 fucking seconds, he's fucking getting his little rocks off. If you look at his crotch, you'll see a fucking wet spot. He's loving it, guys. Him and that fucking thing he's married to. This is the best thing that's ever happened to them. They were already outrageously fucking wealthy with stolen cash, right? That they screwed everybody out of. But now, I bet his assets, him and the other scum like him, I bet they're in the trillions now. Never mind the 100 billion. What they tell you, I'm telling you now, it's not even close. It's a hell of a lot higher than what they're telling you. I bet that motherfucker's a trillionaire, along with Soros and all these other fucking, that Schwab son of a bitch. They're having a field day, guys. We are being played. They're sucking us dry, stealing not only, our money, but our rights. We're getting raped in so many ways. Anyway, I haven't checked my screen here for a bit. Gee, I'm surprised. It's so weird. I don't know what the hell's up with how Monday nights I get tons of calls and Tuesday nights they seem to drop off. Anyway, well, usually Tuesday I'm doing a topical thing. I guess people don't like to interrupt that, but I'm not topical tonight. It looks like I don't think I'm going to get to my topic at this rate if I don't stop rambling. Bloomberg on September 30th reported. I just covered that. Sorry. Let's go to the next one here. October 1st, Live Science had this article. 35-year-old study hints that coronavirus immunity doesn't last long. Cut the shit. And by the way, since when does an old 35-year-old study have any bearing on COVID-19, which is supposed to be a mutated version of the coronavirus, much different, right? How could that fucking study have any bearing anyway? Get the fuck out of here. Here's another one from Yahoo News on September 17th. A Chinese virologist claimed the coronavirus was, quote, intentionally released. Well, like we didn't know that. But I wonder if this Chinese virologist is going to turn up dead. Remember that other one there? Not only him, but his friend down the street, about the same time, both turned up dead. One found in his apartment and the other one in his fucking car with a bullet in his head. Forbes had this article September 30th. Operation Warp Speed has over $6 billion in secret COVID-19 vaccine contracts evading scrutiny. Can you say nepotism? Fucking unbelievable, man. Oh, guys, it's so easy from so very many different angles to prove this thing as the hoax that it is. I just can't believe. God damn it. It doesn't require that much brain power. It doesn't require that much time, which is all the more reason we got to, get this information out to people, guys. Like I said, go to Renegade site, print out that COVID file, or just cut it down if it's too big, just take out maybe the top 10 quotes, whatever, just cut it down to 10, 20 pages. But just get this information out there, hand it to people. We got to wake fucking people up. I'm convinced, a lot of people, once they're exposed to this information, sure, most of the people you hand it to aren't going to give a shit, unfortunately, or they're not going to believe it, they just brush it off. But the more you share it with, the more we'll wake up, sometimes you'll have a higher percentage than you will other times, sometimes it's just the right time or the right place, the right people that you meet, whatever, it doesn't matter. But the more you do it, the more you are going to wake up. We got to have a mass awakening, man. This is just fucking unbelievable. It doesn't withstand scrutiny. It doesn't. So all you got to do is get people to look at the information. But like I said, pick the right ones, the ones that actually are interested, the ones that perk up. Really? Yeah, I'd be interested in reading that. I mean, you know, you're going to run into people like that. They're out there. They definitely are out there. Those are the ones you want to hand it to. Get a conversation going. Ask them,
doesn't something smell fishy to you with this? A lot of people are going to say yes. And that's what you're looking for. That's the one you hand shit like this to. So, you know, go to Renegade Tribune, print it out, or, you know, in a couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks, whatever. I just talked with my friend today, and I think he said he's got like 75% of it done. So that's good. So we're looking at, you know, probably less than 3 weeks. I don't want to say yet because, you know, you can run into trouble here and there. But you know, he's putting the pictures in there. It's going to look real, real good. I've already seen some sample pages of it. So, you know, either print it out from Renegade's site or you know, wait for a couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks. I hope you guys are going to order some of this stuff and you know, hand it out en masse. That's what I'm intending to do. Anyway. Operation Warp Speed has over 6 billion, it says, in secret COVID-19 vaccine contracts, evading scrutiny. Holy shit. You know, that alone, guys, that one article title, you don't even have to read the article. Just that one article title, you would think that would get people scratching their head. Hey, wait a minute. Yeah, I can see that there's some really sleazy agendas. You know how much money we're talking here? $6 billion fucking dollars. That's a lot of fucking cash, baby. And that's only a handful of some of the contracts. There's others. You know, these are just extra secret ones. Yeah, extra secret because it's probably companies that Trump is totally fucking in bed with and heavily invested in. It's nepotism. That's why it's so secret. Here's an interesting little tidbit for you. Democratic Jewish politician Wendy Ullman was caught on camera this week saying that she wears a mask on TV for, quote, political theater when the camera is on her. She actually said it. They caught her saying it, the little bitch. And she's a Jewess, of course. Naturally. But hey, there you go, guys. There you go. You know this is going on all the time, right? But now we have one actually admitting it. Oh, there was a broadcast on, I think it was 153 News. Somebody with their phone caught, I think it was a CNN reporter doing the same thing. As soon as they were done with with their little segment, once they were off camera, off comes the mask. And so this guy runs over this camera. You fraud! Look at that. Look at that. It takes the mask off as soon as the camera isn't on him, you know. So, you know, this shit's going on. But it's great when you actually catch them like that without them knowing it. She didn't know the camera was still rolling. And she's admitting she only puts the mask on for political fucking theater. That's why Trump took the mask off. That's reverse political theater for his you know, his base, for his dumbass, you know, fan club. That's what they expect from him. He's supposed to be the rebel, you know. He never had it to begin with. Anyway, CNN reported on September 30th, there is no getting back to normal, it says. According to the experts, experts at fucking lying. Yeah, no, they're expert at that. All right. And then the second part of the headline reads, the sooner we accept that, the better. There's no getting back to normal. The sooner we accept that, the better. They mean ever, guys. They don't mean in a few months and a few years. They're talking ever here. They intend to continue this fucking shit. And they'll just make up another virus or introduce another virus or just play off of 5G effects or whatever. It doesn't matter. They don't intend to ever loosen up on this. They see people have bought it. They're getting away with it. They're going to fuck you left, right, up, down, and all around into endless perpetuity as long as people put up with it. Of course, they don't ever intend. Why should they? They got a good fucking thing going. This is raking them in more money in the shortest time than they've ever made before on a global scale. And it's allowing the massive power grab and the Great Reset so they can get their Jew world order. And it's a cover
for all kinds of other criminal, you know, nefarious activities, right? War with Iran, you know, that's coming down the pike. The shit they're pulling with the Palestinians, I mean, you name it. Well, people are busy making sure their mask is on, right? They're distracted and not paying attention to what's going on with the man behind the curtain. Oh, no, this goddamn thing is the best thing that's ever happened to him, guys. Remember, I read some quotes a while back, and a lot of them are in the COVID file from elite pricks going back decades, where they have stated over and over, Rockefeller, for example, David Rockefeller, on numerous occasions, made comments to the effect that, you know, we are heading toward global government. It's just a matter of time. All we need is the right type of crisis, and the world will accept, you know, the new world order. They've been saying it. They wanted a global crisis. Well, here it is. This is it. This is what they've been planning for decades, guys. And they knew that inevitably there would be some people that would figure it out, but they don't give a shit. They knew that the bulk would still fall for it. And all you got to do, as they've ever done before, is call the naysayers that see through it crazy conspiracy theorists. It's the magic mantra. It works just like, the code words they use for, the trigger words, you know, for an MK Ultra victim, right? Use that trigger word and they snap instantly into another personality. It works the same way. When people hear that word or that phrase, conspiracy theorist, automatically they tune out what you have to say. Doesn't matter how well documented it is, what sound resources you can present, the common sense of the information. Doesn't matter. Doesn't fucking matter. Because don't forget, most people don't think. They don't research. They don't look into things. They just accept what officialdom tells them. And when officialdom says, conspiracy nut, that's all that it takes for them. Which is why you've got to get, you know, real information in their hand. Perk up their interest. Be like a fisherman, guys. Put that worm, that tasty-looking worm on the hook. Get them to salivate when they look at that hook. Dangle it in front of them. You really have to be a manipulator. That's what the fucking media does, right? Be a manipulator for a good cause, not for their fucking sleazy cause. I have no problem with manipulating people if it's for their own fucking good. And in the process, it's for everyone else's good too, including yours. So manipulate them. Yeah. Take advantage of their anger and their frustration with the lockdown. You know, play on that. Isn't this ridiculous? You know, did you ever wonder if this might be something else involved? You know, use whatever. Be creative. Use some, you know, like you do when you want to pick somebody up on a date, right? You throw them compliments to reel them in. Do that. Play whatever it fucking takes to generate an interest, and then you slip them the damn thing. You don't have to say anything else. Once they reach their hand out and express that they're interested, hand it to them and say, hey, have a good day. You know, you've done your job. You piqued their interest. They're going to read it, and that's all they need to do is fucking read it. It's over. If they're interested. They don't have to do any thinking. They don't have to do any research. It's already there for them. Anyway. We got some work to do, guys, and we got to do it fast. I'll tell you now, really fucking fast. CNN on September... did I read this one already? Nope, I didn't read this one. On September 30th, CNN reported... listen to this shit. Elon Musk doubles down on COVID-19 skepticism and says he won't take future vaccine. Well, I don't know how they synonymized refusing the vaccine with COVID-19 skepticism. You don't necessarily have to be a COVID skeptic to not want that vaccine. You know what I'm saying? Not wanting a vaccine stands alone on its own, regardless fucking COVID, what you believe about COVID. But nevertheless, that is interesting though, isn't it? But you see how they're manipulating you? They want you to think that if you're against the vaccine, then you must be a conspiracy theorist and be questioning COVID. You know what I'm saying? The fuck? What the fuck? They're not synonymous. You would like it to be that way, but it doesn't necessarily follow. You know, you can be against vaccines and still be stupid about COVID, but they want you to make that association because they know most people have fallen for COVID.
So if you're already falling for COVID, you're going to think that anybody who questions the vaccine is one of those crazy anti-COVID nuts. Yeah, you manipulative fucking propagandist bullshit artist. But isn't that interesting? We got another elitist who says he's not going to take the vaccine. All right. That concludes the COVID highlights here. I think I just got a few. Riot things. So it looks like I will, for the last half hour of the show anyway, I will have time for getting into another topic. Washington Examiner had this headline on September 30th. Violent Black Lives Matter riots are coming to your neighborhood. And so the gist of the article, which you can tell from the title, is that this thing is growing. It's not going away. And you can expect it to see to be seeing it coming to your area. Oh, yeah. They're not stopping. And why are they not stopping? Because the funding keeps coming in. That's why. Because the FBI, who's so concerned about domestic terrorism, isn't doing a fucking thing to stop the biggest supporter of domestic terrorism in the history of this country, George fucking Soros. Far from doing anything to stop it, they're bending the knee, aren't they, at BLM gatherings? Which is why I say, guys, I really think that's the way to fucking go. I would love to see people buying BLM caps, buying BLM shirts, jerseys, whatever, and going out and going after the real fucking pricks, and then saying, what are you talking about? You're not supposed to intervene with BLM protests. I'm doing this in the name of Black Lives Matter. Beat them at their own fucking game. There's another headline. Washington Examiner once again, October 1st. Powder keg, it says. 61% say United States on verge of civil war. 52% already preparing. Yeah. And we'll probably be seeing that, guys, with the, in the wake of the election. Ah, shit. All right, guys, short break. Right back.
Right? At 25andhigh.com, we have a millennia of experience in changing names, all within our laws. Why be a Woodley when you can change to Weinstein and openly get away with sexually assaulting women and children? Scared of being a Gershom? Well, change to Greenspan, you schmuck. Print paper money out of thin air, charge interest, bam, set for life. How about Smith to Spectre and call for the genocide of an entire race? It's so simple. And a 25 Bitcoin transfer from you guarantees a new, clean Jewish identity. No more shame, guilt, or white privilege anxiety. 25andhigh.com. Be the changer you want to see.
Jazz go down.
right, guys, welcome back. I see we've got a caller. I'll get to you in just 1 second. I just wanted to read this last quick headline. This is from October 1st, the Daily Mail. Meghan Markle, a Jewess, of course, praises Black Lives Matter protests as a beautiful thing. Yes. Well, you know, if you're into seeing innocent people's houses burned down, people getting knifed and fucking shot, and houses and businesses getting looted, I guess it is a beautiful thing. It all depends on your perspective. Anyway, welcome to the show, caller.
Charlie, this is Dave.
Oh, hey, Dave. How's it going, man?
Okay. Yeah, you know, I haven't been listening to the show, Charlie. Let me ask you this question, Charlie. The only way I know how to listen to your show is over my smartphone, like when I put my phone back on mute. But can I listen to your show in some other way so I can find out what you're talking about before I call in?
Well, even on your phone, you should be able to go to Renegade's website. You don't have internet access?
No, no. I can go to a website. Are you like live?
Oh yeah, yeah. Just go to renegadebroadcasting.com.
Oh, and then I can listen to the show for a while without calling in and get the gist of the show. And then okay, I'll do that in the future. I have no idea. I have no idea what you're talking about now, but can I throw something out to you, Charlie?
I don't either.
okay.
I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Hey, Charlie.
No, I've just been covering more headlines tonight, actually.
Okay, I think this might fit in then. Charlie, it's everything that's going on with the Republicans, generally it's the Republicans, not the Democrats. All the Republicans are coming down with this COVID-19 all the way up to...
Bullshit. Yeah, it's all bullshit. But anyways, yeah.
Yeah, so what I was wondering is this some sort of a deep state October surprise?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, have you thought of that? You know, the original, you're probably old enough to remember these books and everything, but the original October Surprise, a great book was written by a lady named Barbara Honegger. And then shortly after that, Gary Sick wrote a book on, you know, back with the Iranian hostages and the Iran-Contra scandal and all that BS.
That wasn't even the first, there were more before that. But yeah, that was like the biggest one.
That's when the term
was invented for it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but when it first became popularized in the consciousness of the American people and everything. I think this is some sort of October surprise. I don't even fully understand the October surprise. I know Halloween, of course, is on October 31st. I mean, that's one of the highest...
It's just when they stage something to manipulate people so the outcome of the election will be altered, you know, or at least they can use that as an excuse when they fix the numbers and alter it, you know. They'll say it was because of that we swayed, the people's opinions were swayed, you know. That was the whole thing with the one you mentioned with the hostages, you know, that Bush Sr. was working behind the scenes negotiating the release of the hostages, so it would make, he was negotiating a holding of the hostages until after the election, because they were going to release the hostages before, and then that would make Carter look good, you know, so the Democrats would get voted in. But instead, Bush saw to it that they would hold them until after, so that it would make Reagan and thus Bush as well look good. You know?
Right. Hey, so Charlie, if you'll bear with me, I didn't think I was going to talk about this, but Charlie, on your show now, if I'm not interrupting too much or anything, could I compare this holy Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini? This Ayatollah Khomeini the Zionists and the Judeo anti-Christians and all the scum, they love to demonize Ayatollah Khomeini. But could I take the opportunity to compare Ayatollah Khomeini to our U.S. president? And I can do it very briefly, Charlie. Do you know when the hostages came home, were released? they wanted them to go on all these talk show circuits, like David Jacobson, and then they, you know, went on a couple of them. But they wanted them to go on all these talk shows and trash Ayatollah Khomeini, but none of them would. And the reason they wouldn't, Charlie, is those rabid, fanatical revolutionary guards wanted to kill them and torture them to death so badly. But Ayatollah Khomeini had, you know, he had so much gravitas and so much spiritual authority that he kept those revolutionary guards in check, that not a hair of the head of the hostages was to be harmed. And only Ayatollah Khomeini could hold them in check, his spiritual, moral authority and everything. Now, listen, he got all of our hostages home safe and sound. Not a one of them was lost. They all came home to their families without so much as a hair being harmed on their head. Now, let's compare this so-called evil Ayatollah Khomeini to these wicked U.S. presidents. Our POW MIAs over in Vietnam, our own guys, they sold out. They never brought them home. They allowed them to be tortured in bamboo cages and tortured to death.
This has always gone on.
And now, bear in mind, these are these presidents' own guys.
It's always been that way. I mean, you can go back to the Lusitania. The Germans didn't want innocent people to get killed. They sent warnings over to New York, not to board the ship. And yet the U.S. government sent propaganda saying, oh, don't listen to the Germans. They're just sending propaganda. They wanted Americans to die in that ship. So they have a justification to go, they've been doing this shit forever.
But Charlie, to complete my thought, though, here Ayatollah Khomeini, that's supposed to be the devil incarnate, he treated his enemies better than our U.S. presidents treated their own guys. He got all our guys, all the hostages home alive, reunited with their families. These stinking, wicked, evil U.S. presidents didn't get in, and not just the Vietnam, but Korea and World War II and everything else.
On and on,
So listen, I don't know if it's still up. There used to be a website, the famous sayings and quotes of Holy Ayatollah Ruhollah Imam Khomeini, his favorite sayings, and I used to read them, Charlie. And this was my favorite. Ayatollah Khomeini said, "Even if the great Satan, even once, just by accident, spoke the truth, we would still not believe." You want me to say that again one more time so everybody hears it? Ayatollah Khomeini said, even if the great Satan, even just once, accidentally told the truth, we would still not believe. Isn't that a fantastic saying?
Yeah, that's good. Anyway, Dave, we're getting off the track. I don't want to get too far off here.
Yeah, well, the great Satan never tells us the truth. And Ayatollah Khomeini was spot on. Somebody out there might not believe in the devil, but I'm going to tell you what, before it's all over with, the great Satan's going to make a believer out of you. It's coming, baby.
All right, Dave, thanks for the call.
Okay, Charlie.
And don't forget, you can listen right on the website there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Dave. Oh, I think you hung up already. All right. So anyway, so that covers the headlines. I thought, how much time we got left here? Yeah, I got about 20 minutes. I'll start another topic. This, I was debating back and forth what I was going to talk about next. There were so many directions I wanted to go. I worked on something today, and I wasn't sure if I wanted to get into it just to show how, how long we've had treasonous presidents selling us down the river and grabbing power. And I put some notes together on, even though I've talked about Lincoln so many times in the past, what a scumbag he was. I put some more notes based around his wartime policies, guys. The stuff that he not only personally implemented, but stuff that he was supportive of that others implemented under his watch. Generals in the army, and their mistreatment of Confederates. Oh, it's fucking astonishing. And when even some of their fellow generals tried to turn them in, seeing some of the things that were going on, and bring justice, Lincoln would step in and exonerate them and actually praise them as heroes and, give them a higher position and a raise. What a friggin'. But anyways, I'm going to hold that off till another time because there's something else I've been wanting to get to for a while. It's actually a two-part series. And I thought it'd be good maybe to shift gears. You know, I do like to do this every once in a while. I want to talk about politics constantly. In fact, I prefer not to talk about frickin' politics at all, actually. Doesn't this suck? I mean, I love exposing the bastards, but I this is not my preference. You know, my interests are, you know, astronomy, archaeology, meteoritics, meteorites, ancient history. I much prefer to talk about that stuff. But these bastards with their little scheming have just been occupying too much time lately. So to totally shift gears, I thought we'd get into a discussion of the Beatles. I've talked about the Beatles quite a bit in the past, but not from these angles. The first set of notes I want to cover is going to deal with their occultic involvement. They were heavily involved in Kabbalistic type occultism, guys. It's just a fact. It's not deniable. Any Beatles fans out there, you're probably cringing right now, but hey, I'm a Zeppelin fan, but I'll be the first to tell you that Jimmy Page was a rabid fucking pro Aleister Crowley occult friggin' scumbag. He was, still is, as far as I know. I don't think he's ever abandoned that. I mean, he lived for decades in Boleskine, a mansion once owned by Aleister Crowley. He ran an occult bookstore. As far as I know, it's still going. I don't think it's defunct. It was called, or is called the Equinox. And most of the books in there were Crowley books, right? Anybody who's an avid fan of that son of a bitch who actually has read his books, I mean, he's not, you know, like when I was a kid, I thought I liked Crowley because I knew Page liked him, right? I never actually read any of his stuff. But I just figured that it must be cool, you know, because Page is into it. Years later, when I actually started reading this stuff, I couldn't believe my jaw was dropping to the floor. How fucked up, how incredibly psychopathically evil the son of a bitch was. But anyways, my point is, you can still like the music of a band or an individual, even if you don't like the individual. You know, you got to make that distinction. So, yeah, like I said, I like Zeppelin's music, but I'm not a fan of Jimmy Page personally and, you know, his occult shit. The same with the Beatles. You know, you might like the Beatles' music, but it's important to be aware. And let's face it, guys, in that industry, you really can't avoid getting involved in the occult. You don't even have a choice. Once you're in it, they control you. Even if you're not into the occult, they're going to make you appear that you are. Although I don't think that's what was going on with the Beatles. I think the Beatles genuinely were, just because of the way, you know, the things that they've said in interviews, things that they've done. We're going to be getting into a lot of that. I might not even get to it tonight, but that I might just wait till next Tuesday and, you know, start fresh with that. But then I'm going to follow that up with something else. And I don't even think I'm going to drop the bomb on it yet, because it's something I avoided for a long time, that I you know, kind of like the moon landing stuff, you know, years ago. I never looked into it. I had heard about it, you know, the conspiracy theory of Apollo being fake, but I just never pursued it because I thought, nah, that's just way out there. Sure enough, eventually I looked into it and I realized, oh my God, they did lie about that too. The same thing with this Beatles thing, that which will be part two, but that won't be for, you know, at least 2-3 weeks from now. I won't even get into it yet. I'll just wait till I actually cover it to tell you what that's going to be about, but it's something else really fucked up with the Beatles that I didn't even want to touch for a while. But once I started looking into it, you know, I had some friends share some stuff with me that I realized, hey, wait a minute. Started looking into it. And as always, you know, the deeper you dig, you just find more and more and more. I amassed so much information on the subject now that I have to conclude there really is something to it. But I'll save that for later. Anyway, we got a caller on the line. Welcome to the show, caller.
Hi, Charlie.
Hey, what's up?
I kind of hesitated to call you because I've been reading in the comment sections, and a lot of people just would rather you not have any callers at all. I didn't want to bring that up. I didn't even want to call you.
Oh.
And, you know, and And I played the guitar and stuff on, you know, I was playing Zeppelin on my guitar. Someone said something about that, and they went in this whole Jimmy Page. I'm going to quit reading the comments. I don't even want to bother you. I mean, you are, people do take you very serious, and I do too. And I don't want to disrupt any of that, you know, but I was going to play Eruption for you on the guitar because Eddie Van Halen died, but I'm not going to do it anymore.
Oh, you know how to play Eruption? No kidding.
Yes, I can play Eruption very good, but I'm not going to do that because I don't want to piss anybody off. You know, you got a lot of people.
Well,
who like
maybe next week.
I don't want to make a habit of doing that, Charlie. People really admire you and all, but
yeah, I can do a little finger tapping, but certainly not that the whole damn. You do the whole damn solo?
Yeah, I learned it when I was
young. No kidding. Well, sometime you got it. Sometime, maybe not right now. But I do want to hear that. That's cool.
Actually, a black guy showed me how to play it. A guy named Earl Brown, a good friend of mine. He was a Hendrix impersonator, but I won't go there. I won't piss anybody off. But you're talking about the whole thing. I don't know how old you are, Charlie. I'm 57. How old are you, Charlie?
54.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're same. We're the same age. But I remember growing up and learning all that. And I remember the first time I listened to the Beatles. And I was, you learned about John Lennon. He was a piece of shit anyway.
Yeah.
I think he was a commie too. You know, I don't know. All of them guys.
Well, you know, that song, Imagine, I mean, you can't get around that. It's a New World Order song. I've had some people say, no, it isn't. It is. Just look at it. Read the words. He's all for it.
Well, going
Imagine
to church,
no more
we, always
country.
Thought he, we always thought he was singing about the Antichrist or something. You know, we went to church.
Yeah.
Our youth pastor would go, see, he's a, but yeah, he really was when you learn about all them guys. And Hollywood and all of it all ties. You know, it all makes me sick. I can't watch movies anymore. I'm just so sick of fucking pop culture. But, you know, get back to the Page thing. I don't know. I mean, I remember my first Zeppelin record hearing it when I was 12 years old, man. I was, like, hooked on this stuff. It's like, wow, this is really cool. It's like, I don't know. And everyone else has it. It's like an MK Ultra they do. It's not for everybody, but the people who pick it up, you know, it's just this. But then when I learned all that stuff about him, I was like, wow, what a piece of shit, man.
Bring
a chrome too, who knows? And
well,
and,
almost
know,
all
it's
of them,
really
yeah,
hard. Like... It's really hard because, you know, you like the music. So I just figured, well, I'm just plagiarizing too. I'm just ripping his licks off. And maybe he ripped them off from somebody else. I don't know.
But
I struggled with it for a long time. It's like, you know, when I was a Christian, I can't play this music. It's, you know, this guy's evil and this music's evil.
Oh, yeah, I went through that phase. Hey, by the way, speaking of ripping off, I think it was today that the Stairway to Heaven trial finally concluded, and they said that they weren't guilty of plagiarizing that. I'm actually glad that that ruling came out, because I know they plagiarized other stuff. They plagiarized a lot. But the Stairway to Heaven plagiarism, to me, is just so murky. It's just, there's no case there. That's just somebody trying to, you know, jump in on the bandwagon because there's been other successful lawsuits and they want to make a buck. Stairway to Heaven was not plagiarized. That was one of their own.
Like Howlin' Wolf, and I think they did some other things. Yeah, the blues guys, they all ripped off. And Page has the thing, he has the audacity to say, yeah, I wrote a lot of songs on the first album. You piece of shit. You fucking ripped it.
Every one of the songs was.
Well,
one will argue that they, you know, they beefed it up and gave it a whole new feel. No question about it. Very unique. But, I mean, lyrics as well as rhythm, the riffs, so a lot of it is complete.
But if you look at some of the old live shows, oh my god, it was like fucking, what the hell, were they on acid or something? It sounds like
I know.
But anyway, get off of that. You have a lot of callers who really do like, and I like respect everybody who watch your show. I love your show. I like what the other guys do. And I, you were talking about the that guy out in Chicago, and he's kind of crazy, but I kind of like him. I don't know. You saying someone was saying he was hanging around some crazy preacher, like a Jim Jones guy, but you got to admit, he's got that ball. He is trying
Christian
to do
identity.
Something.
Right. Sure.
He's doing more than I am. I mean, he's got fucking 6-foot sign out there. I give him that. I mean, goddamn, these people are ramping this shit up. You know, I mean,
I like hearing his updates, you know, seeing what the latest thing is, and hopefully it encourages others to go out and, you know, do the same thing.
To do something, yeah. I mean, you can't agree with everybody on everything, but you can't agree this. We're getting fucked. And, you know, we've got to come together on some things, you know. But, Charlie, look, man, I love you. Love your show, brother. I'll let you go. I won't bother you no more. I don't want to piss anybody off. I know we have something in common here.
Definitely call in sometime. I want to hear the Eruption solo. That's great. I love that. That's pretty deep.
Okay. All right. I'll let you go, Charlie.
All right, take care, man.
All right, see you, buddy.
Yeah. All right, guys. Yeah, I'm definitely not going to start talking about this now because it's only a few minutes, and I hate to, you know, cliffhanger type thing. But so that is the agenda for the next couple Tuesdays, maybe next three Tuesdays, however long it takes. Actually, it might be more than that. The second part is even more elaborate. There's quite a few pages. I forget. I think it's like 30 pages. And I don't want to skip any of it because this is, you know, something new. It's something that either a lot of you haven't heard of at all, or if you have, you probably did like me and wrote it off as crazy. But once you see the evidence, I'm telling you, it's pretty damning. And we shouldn't be surprised. I mean, some of you that, you know, heard my shows years ago when I talked about MK Ultra and the music industry. And I mean, nothing should surprise us anymore. This world we live in is so incredibly fucked up. And so much crazy shit goes on behind the curtains, not just in the music industry, the entertainment industry, you know, the Hollywood scene, but just across the board. I remember when I went on a cruise 8 years ago, I went on a Caribbean cruise, actually the best vacation I ever had. It's freaking awesome. But we got to know some of the people, like, you know, the waitress that came over and gave us our drinks. You know, we got to know her personally, and I left her a nice tip at the end of the 2 week trip. No, it was 12 days, almost 2 weeks. We got to know the what do you call it? The maid, you know, that came in and cleaned our room. We're on a first name basis. And at the end, you know, they started opening up and they started telling us stuff. And, you know, all you see is them smiling every day, but you don't know behind that smile is a lot of misery. They told us the shit that went on behind the scenes. They treated those workers like shit. And so it is in the music industry, guys. You see them, you know, oh, they got their nice Ferraris and the big mansions and their friggin' yachts in the Caribbean, and they're smiling all the time on stage. A lot of them are fucking miserable because their lives are completely controlled and they're getting screwed behind the scenes. Anyway, we get another caller. Welcome to the show, caller.
Yes, Bruce again.
Oh, Bruce. Yeah, what's up, man?
When you were talking about the coming next lockdown, you know, it just made me reflect that, and then with Eddie Van Halen passing on. You know, I really feel bad for young guys today. They got it so, I mean, think about how things were for us, you know.
You had
girls weren't all paranoid and you know, fed up with this feminism, you know. You could associate, you weren't afraid of getting fired if you asked a girl out or something like that. It was just nice, right. You know, you can go to a concert and there'd be 20,000 people there screaming, and, you know, yeah. The cops weren't dressed in black like thugs. They were dressed like policemen, you know, and sometimes it cut you.
You
slack,
could shake someone's hand, pat them on the back. Hey, you know, yeah,
all
you can't
of
even
that,
do that,
man.
Now.
You can do that. And even sports are better than now that even sports are shoving politics in your face. And there was no racial tension between, you know, at my school, it was like 30% white, 30% black, 30% Hispanic, you know. And there was, I don't recall one racial incident in the 4 years I was there. This has all been manufactured, man. This destruction of what was once, you know, America. And it's just
I regret bringing kids into this world. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love my kids. But I wish I hadn't brought them into this fucking mess, you know. It's so fucked up. I if I was, you know, 20, 30 years younger, I would not have kids. I wouldn't. No, nope. Not the way
the
this
people responsible
no
for this, you know, it's kind of simplistic to point to like one guy like George Soros. But, you know, for a figurehead, I like to see him hanging from a rope or get hit by a drone.
Oh, him,
know?
And so many others. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
These dumbbags, man.
Anyhow, there was a day where I wouldn't have talked like that. You know, I would think, oh, no, you shouldn't wish evil on people. Oh, I wish evil on them. And I wish I could carry it out and get away with it. I would do it. I absolutely would, with pleasure. And I would sleep very well that night. Don't worry. I wouldn't have any guilt. That's not murder. That's taking out the trash. That's all that is. Absolutely,
yeah.
I would. Every fucking one of them. But anyway.
Anyway,
but
I guess all we can do is try to keep people waking up, man. I mean, this is bad enough.
Yeah.
How much
absolutely
worse can it get? Anyhow,
absolutely.
Have a good one.
I can't wait to get those. What's that?
No, go on.
I was just going to say, I can't wait to get those booklets in hand, you know, just to have that ammo. That's what I consider it. It's freaking ammunition. So I can go out and just hand it to people, you know, strike up a conversation, just a few short lines. Once you see they have an interest, well, here, hey, check this out. It's going to knock your, you got to look them right in the eye. This is going to knock your socks off, guaranteed. After you read this, you will never be the same. You know, say shit like that. That's going to grab them. They're going to want to freaking eat that thing alive. They'll go home and read it in one sitting.
Well,
but just make sure you know that they're interested. What's that?
You're doing a service. You're doing a service for humanity. You know.
Yeah, we all got to do it, man. We all got to get involved in this, but in any way we can, you know, like I said, people go to the friggin' Renegade Tribune and print that thing out, or at least 10 pages of it, copy and paste segments of it and put it into your own file on your computer. Just 10 or 20 pages, print that out, make copies of it. You know, that won't cost that much, and go hand them out. Just get this information in people's hands. You know, generate an interest, even if it seems like they don't have one. You know, practice, come up with different techniques to grab their attention. Once you know you've got it, even just a hint of attention, give them the fucking thing. They're going to read it. Guarantee it. Once you get their interest peaked, they're going to read it. And once they do, it's over. Once they see this information, they haven't seen it. That's the problem. All they watch is the goddamn fucking boob tube, and they listen to the frigging radio all day and go to the grocery store and hear, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we're asking shoppers to, you got that shit, I'm sure you do everywhere you go, right? God damn it, I'm sick of hearing that. I want to break those fucking speakers.
Yeah. You know, how did John Carpenter, when he made They Live, I mean, he made the, he nailed it with that movie. And the headquarters was a media outlet, was a TV station, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a real, you know, I only just saw that recently. I had never seen that one. Somehow I missed that years ago. That's really good. You know what? Another good movie by him is The Thing. Did you ever see that one? It's a spinoff, I guess, of an old, that came out like 1980. That's a really good film, too. Actually, and it kind of mimics what's going on right now in a sense. Well, anyways, we're out of time. All right, hey, thanks for the call, man. All right, guys, take care. We'll see you Monday.
Repeat.
Jews are poor. The government and media are anti-Semitic.
Hola! You've just heard Chosen, one of the oldest languages known to ape. Try another. Mayenta is fat, ugly, and Sephardi.
My wife is beautiful, intelligent, and spiritual.
Good job! We have Chosen learning pods in synagogues, lodges, even selected pizza restaurants. Learn Chosen and stay ahead.
Vaccines are safe. The Holocaust was real.
So fluent, so chosen. Fees, obligations, and genital mutilation apply.